It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars, back in the building, back in the house. Race Wars, back in the building, back in the house. Race Wars, back in the building. Race Wars, baby, we still here. We still doing it. We need it more now than ever.
Right.
Yeah, I predicted it. Race Wars, we've been here for 6 years doing this because we knew the explosion was coming.
Remember when we predicted an actual race war and have a show about it?
Yeah, I said let's get ahead of the curve, ahead of the wave, and ride it in the shore. It's going to be a fun show today. We got some talent in the house, goddammit.
Yep.
Got some real talent. Carmen, you there?
I'm here. I'm excited.
Carmen Lynch. Carmen Lynch in the house.
Oh, I've never done your show before.
That's ridiculous that you've never been on a show.
I know. It's so ridiculous. He's never asked me.
I have asked you.
Oh, maybe you have. You're right. Maybe you
Yes, I have. Well, it's good to have you on the show. See, people don't know this about Carmen, but she's Latino. But people don't know.
I don't know. Spain isn't Latino, though.
Oh, Spanish. There you go. Nothing's really Latino because, you know.
I know.
But yeah, Spain. Okay. So your parents from where in Spain?
My mom is from this really, really tiny town called Tortosa.
Oh, Tortosa. Oh, yeah. I spent time there, Tortosa. Yeah.
And it's right, I just say Barcelona, because nobody, it's right near Barcelona, so.
Right. Yeah. Now, did you go back? Have you been there and visited and saw family and shit?
Oh, all the time, because my sister lives there. She married a Catalan man.
Ah.
And they have kids, so. And I do Spanish stand-up, so it's always an excuse to, like, dive into some Spanish jokes, you know?
Now, do you perform in Spanish in LA too, right?
I think.
Okay.
Mostly New York and Spain.
Okay, where in New York you do it?
In Washington Heights, I started a show with a comic named Brian Grassi, and we would just like try and do Spanish shows here and there. But
yeah.
Drawing an audience in Spanish is really hard. Drawing an audience in English is hard.
Yes, the Spanish is probably even harder. Here comes Joey Gay coming in. Look at that photo.
Look at that pose.
Change.
What, you hear me?
Yes, sir. How about you?
There you go. I'm good. Where's your camera? You got your camera on?
Thought I did.
He's an old man. He don't know.
You fucking got that right.
There you go. Yeah, you're sideways, but there you go.
No.
Joey, are you falling down a flight of stairs?
No such luck. Hey, how are you, Carmen?
Hi, Joey.
Nice to see you.
I haven't seen Joey in 10 years, at least.
Nope. Last time we saw each other was on the train going home to Brooklyn right after you did the Late Late Show.
Oh. You remember that, Carmen?
No, I don't know. I remember that.
But I don't know where I was going or where I was coming from.
I think you were doing a set midtown because I got on somewhere. I got on at West 4th.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Okay, good. Good, this got you guys reunited.
Because somebody smokes a lot of weed, I remember things.
Joey, how are you holding up in all this quarantine?
Yeah, well, try to explain that through modern science.
How are you holding up?
I'm holding up okay. You know, this is a crazy time, and I'm an animal that is built for socialization and being out of the house.
Yeah.
So it's contrary to not only my nature, but what I enjoy.
Yeah, you're a street cat, not a house cat.
Fucking right, yeah. I tell you what, though, the transition to House Cat is working out well for me. I finished a film that I finished a script I was writing that I started and stopped half a dozen times. I think that really the whole world had to stop for me to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way about reuniting with my father. We have even corona.
Did you guys have some really
Thank
cool
you,
things?
Are you guys excited for the vaccine? They say there's going to be a vaccine like pretty soon, like maybe in the fall. So are you guys like into it, or do you kind of like secretly hope that this lasts for a while?
No, I'm totally into it. I'm hoping for a vaccine, and I read some very hopeful things last night. I read a great deal.
Yeah. Tell us what you read.
What month will we be saved?
Well, one of the things that's going on that I read that makes perfect horse sense, which makes me feel better, is every scientific mind in the world is trying to work on the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
There is a biotech company that just did their first round of testing. They tested 45 people. And of those 45 people, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be, something like 75%, it was very helpful as a therapeutic. And now they're moving on to their second trial, which will have 300 people, and 150 of them will receive a placebo.
Mm. Now, who are these people? Are they from Tuskegee Institute? Because I ain't for that. They tricked us with that before, son of a bitch.
Historically speaking, your culture has been at the front of the line with experiments. Ain't that the truth?
Thanks for remembering. Thank you. That's the truth.
Well, I'm not the typical white guy, or at least I hope I'm not.
But you holding up all right? So you've been in a, so have you been quarantining yourself from people? Have you been social distancing? What do you?
I have been nuts about this. I was wearing a mask 2 weeks before everybody else. I don't get close to anybody.
It's that's because you dated that Asian girl.
What's that?
That's because you dated that Asian girl. But you've been wearing a mask for the longest. Have you tested positive? Did you get a test?
I haven't gotten a test, but I've experienced no symptoms and stayed away from people for a long time. I got sick with an ear infection right before this happened.
Ooh.
And so I was in the house about 2 weeks before the quarantine, and I just stayed there.
That's smart. It's smart to do, goddammit.
I had a heart attack a couple of years back that should have killed me. It happened in the middle of a stress test at the hospital. It's the only reason I lived. And I had a massive heart attack in the hospital during the stress test. And then they rolled me right in and put a stent in my heart. And they told me that even though I was there, they weren't sure why I lived. But if I wasn't there, that I would have definitely passed away. Nice. So I've been extremely vigilant about staying away from people. And I'm not fucking around with this. That's my luck. I finally finished the script.
Wait a second.
You used to be lucky.
Back to that, because what do they do during the stress test that stressed you out so much that you had a heart attack?
Yes, well, they have actual health insurance.
No,
I tell you.
That wasn't it, I'll tell you that. Well, what they do in a stress test is they place you on a treadmill, and then they hook up a whole bunch of leads that will monitor your heart. It's like an EKG while you're moving, right? Mm-hmm. And I had a heart attack the day before, knowing what I know now, but I didn't think it was a heart attack. It sat me down on Flatbush Avenue. I was painting an apartment, and I was walking with a couple of cans of paint, and it sat me down. I was like, fuck, I gotta go to the hospital for this. But I went and finished painting, and right after the heart attack, I went into the donut plant, and I had two donuts. I had a tres leche and what's the other one? A creme brulee donut. That were two of the finest things I've ever eaten in my life. I had a cup of coffee. And then I went back and I finished painting. So the next day when I went in and I had the stress test, I had the heart attack, like right as, you know, I'm naked. I'm in the emergency, or rather in the operating room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they went to cut my clothes. And I was like, no. I stood up and took my clothes off. And they all just like stopped moving and looked at me because they had coded me. They expected me to die. And I just looked at them and said, yesterday this happened. I had two donuts and a cup of coffee and I went back to work. And after that, it put them all at ease.
What the fuck?
I think it's because God loves crazy people and they know that.
I mean, God must love the shit out of you because not only were you in a hospital when it happened, you were in a hospital in America.
Yes, that's right.
And it would have been a different issue.
Yeah, if I was any place else in the world.
Yeah.
Any place else in the world other than a cardiac unit, I'd be gone.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's a real near death experience.
You know, I said this before. It's funny. Up until the time I was 30, all I wanted to do was smoke, take drugs, chase women, do all that stuff. And, you know, I've lived a very reckless life in some ways. And now I'm in the house hiding from a virus.
Yeah, things come forward.
Are you less reckless? Forget COVID. Are you just less reckless now?
It's funny. Like, I tell this to people all the time. I'm less and more reckless. And I'll tell you exactly. Really, seriously. Like, there are some instances in which I say, all right, that's a sucker's bet. I don't want to do that. I don't want to get involved in these certain type of drugs or whatever. But then there's the opposite, which is, it is a reminder of the finite nature of my consciousness.
Yeah.
So it makes me more reckless in ways that I'll take a chance that I might not have in the past for reward that isn't necessarily physical.
Well, what? Like, what kind of?
I spend all my time getting high and trying to get laid. Now I may double down on writing a script,
right,
reading a book, seeing somebody I might not otherwise. So it may not be reckless, but it is making me more willing to do things I might not otherwise.
Right.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm good fine, you, by the way.
You're a lucky little cricket.
I'm fine, by the way. It freaks everybody out. I am in good health. I'm going to see the doctor next Monday. And last year, I did a half marathon with a 40-pound pack. So I've recovered.
Oh, who's chasing you? Were you in a protest?
And I didn't really consult the doctors either, which was dumb, right?
Joey.
And I'm sure they'll tell me that when I tell them I'm doing it again. But I just kind of knew I was capable of it. I knew I was better. I knew I was well. I dropped a whole bunch of weight. I ate correctly. I conditioned myself. I didn't take it lightly. So,
what was one of the top things you have to give up that you thought would be hardest to give up?
Cigarettes.
Mm. Ah, yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm gonna...
Where did you have that 40-pound pack on your back?
Yes, correct.
Was it a human child?
Carry that in a half a marathon. You carry that
anchor baby. Cause they do it every day. It ain't no big deal. They run with a baby on their back every day.
It was not a baby, but maybe that's a way I could earn some other income while I'm doing this. I could babysit. But yeah, it was a 40-pound pack, not a human. If there is a small 40-pound person who'd like to cheer me on, I'll put you in a backpack. We'll do it this year.
I mean, I'm literally right here. You can see me.
I love that. You're more than welcome.
Some respect. Yeah, I'd love to, actually, since you asked.
That sounds great. We should get working on the design of the backpack immediately.
I don't think it has to be that big. I think a normal backpack is fine.
We'll cut a couple of holes out for your legs.
Yeah, that's literally all you have to do. Honestly, I would leave it holeless and just make me work.
You've got to stay busy, though. You've got to stay busy during this quarantine. Carmen, have you been getting out and exercising or running, social running? Or?
I've been biking.
Yeah, I've been biking, too, yeah.
And I've been trying to meditate. It's hard, but
it's hard. Oh my God. I've been trying to meditate too. And the book I'm reading tells you to meditate, like commit to doing it 15 minutes a day. And it is fucking brutal. First of all, once the Adderall kicks in, you're like, you're done.
It ain't happening.
15 fucking minutes. You know what? I don't really have trouble like meditating, like taking a breath and connecting with it like any other time. I can just do it anytime, except when I sit down to meditate, I literally want to stab myself in the head.
Because it's like when people try to, it's like, you just got to be active or you get, it's kind of like people try to set time to exercise and always like, it's 3 o'clock again. Fuck shit. I
Fuck shit.
You gotta just incorporate it in your life somehow, just sneak it in there somehow, right?
I know. Well, here's the thing. I can make a small commitment, right? Like, it was the same when I was trying to, like, work out. Like, I was such a gym person, and then COVID just, like, rocked my world. And I couldn't, like, I'm not gonna work out for an hour at my house. I'm just not. Like, all the stuff I like is here. You know, like, the TV's right there, the couch is over here. Like, I'm just not gonna do it. But I can do it for 10 minutes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, 10 minutes is enough.
5 minutes. That, I can do that, kind of. Yeah.
You need somebody like a trainer or something if you want to do longer than 5 or 10 minutes?
No, there's but I need to not be in my house. You know what I mean? What?
Carmen?
YouTube has a lot of free videos.
Carmen, your audio is so horrific.
Whose audio is that?
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Carmen.
All right, man, you're sad.
Hold on. Okay.
Carmen.
It sounds like you're in space.
Yeah, it does sound like kind of space.
You know, it's funny. I have trouble quieting my conscious mind.
What about now? What about now? Oh, is that better?
Much better.
Is that better?
Yes. This is better. Yeah.
Hey, Carmen, I want to ask.
I'm in the living room.
You know what's so funny? Somebody on YouTube in the comments that I have to reply to was like, you know, oh my God, Carmen.
I still hear something.
What the fuck? My sign.
Not your fault. It's not your fault.
I leave.
It's crazy. No. Carmen, don't leave. Don't leave. Stay.
No.
We need you. But what should we do?
I don't know.
Somebody commented on YouTube. They were like, you know what? I give up. And I was like, that person's a fucking stupid hater who doesn't know anything about audio, but...
Wait, what is that extra sound, though?
There's some kind of feedback that is... Because I hear my own voice.
Maybe it's not me. Are you sure?
Okay, maybe it's not her. Everybody be quiet. Everybody quiet.
Now you just talk. Is it my fault? Was I blaming Carmen?
It's you, Karen. No, it's you. It was
okay.
You.
I'm just gonna quietly back away.
It's always that's like the last time when the sound wasn't, she couldn't hear me or something, and it was Karen. Then I've had a feeling.
It was. It was in my settings. The volume wasn't on.
Karen.
You old Carmen.
I think I just yelled at you for no reason. Hold on, I'm out of focus. There we go. All right.
I still hear something.
I hear it too.
I hear something.
My phone.
Yeah, that's you, Karen.
I know. Wait. Oh my God, listeners, I'm so sorry. Is this what you signed up for?
You got something else on? It sounds like it's feedback.
No. Let me just go fuck myself real quick. Hold on.
White daughter. That's why when you got a white daughter.
White daughter.
She's a goddamn handful.
Between me and my dad, we are not doing well.
Yeah, that's yours.
How is that possible? It's the same thing I do every single week, and usually it's fine.
Sounds like your room is a little bit acoustically hard.
It is acoustically hard, but I've like made it work so far. Oh my God, this is like a nightmare.
It's you, Karen.
Wow.
It sounds like there's an animal stuck in your laptop.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Out of your laptop.
You say that, but like, I didn't think the animal was this big deal. I thought I could just have it there. And it turns out it's making problems.
You may have to log off and log back on.
But I'm the host of this, so it's going to log all of us on. Let me try something.
Will it really?
Yeah.
I thought somebody else just becomes the host when somebody leaves.
Oh. No, I think
it all shuts down when you leave.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, but every time you talk, when you finish, it's something getting chased.
Something's like,
like you're also talking to dolphins.
Should I kill myself? Like, what should I do?
That's awful. Just you gotta be quiet. You're quiet for the rest of the show. Mute yourself. Keep it on mute until you got something to say, then unmute it. You want punishment?
No sign.
You sound like you're calling from a fishbowl. Talking the shit out of me.
You talk to you. Oh my God, everyone's gonna turn this off like right now. This isn't the race war of people's dreams.
No, I think it's better. You keep quiet. How you guys feel about Trump?
Go on then.
I know Carmen's for real. Because those Spanish, that's to make sure that people don't think she's Latino. Her family's voting hard Trump.
My family is voting Trump, but I'm not.
I told you that family voting Trump, I can tell.
Everybody in my family.
My mother's an immigrant. Why would she vote for Trump?
Your
so
mother?
Is my mom.
But a lot of immigrant people who voted for Trump. Because as soon as you're an immigrant over here, you go like this. Close the door behind me. I don't want them following me. They want the wall more than anybody.
My mother emigrated from Ireland, and she, God rest her soul, was very confused and a bit of a Trump supporter. And I think that what Sherrod is saying is correct. You know, there's something to, once somebody becomes a naturalized citizen, they kind of embody some of the worst of us.
Yes. Greg Giraldo used to have a great joke. His father used to say to him, you know what the problem with this country is? Too much immigration.
Yes.
Like that accent, he would say to me, the audacity.
And he used to do a joke after that, a tag about how they're coming to steal all our jobs and the weatherman in L.A.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. I miss him. He was a cool motherfucker beyond the stage.
Yeah, he was a sweet
little. He was my family, man. I love him to death. He was one of the funniest guys, smartest guys.
Yeah.
Big heart. There's a huge heart. Like, Greg was just a great dude.
You know, there are very few people who treat you well regardless of your stature in this business. Yeah. And he was always like your cousin. He didn't give a shit if you were doing well or if it helped him. He treated people well because that's who he was.
Yeah.
He was a great comic and a better man. I miss him.
Yeah. I still hang with his boys, all three of them. I still do a
show here
for their school in New York. Carmen, what just happened? Did you fall off?
I'm trying to find the internet, but you guys keep cutting out. So
I can't even fucking land on a couch or a fucking black hole. What is going on in there?
Carmen,
you don't know. Sorry,
hold on. How's that?
Everything was great. What?
It's very safe to you.
Aaron, if you don't shut up.
I literally have to.
Okay, now, how's
you
that?
You just broke three glasses in my house.
It's literally happening when you talk to you know that?
You're is
so
it?
Abusive, yes.
Wait, oh, hold up, let me talk. Hello?
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
I know.
This is like the worst time to be named Karen,
maybe it's
huh?
you guys, and it's not me and Joey.
Wait a minute. Is it me?
Yes, wow.
No, right now. Do you... Wait. Everybody quiet.
Shut up.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Mm-hmm. Fine. Karen, you go.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, it's fine.
Oh. There we go.
It's fine.
Microphone check 1, 2. What is this?
Sound check. Why?
I think Joey's hard monitor was interfering with.
Yeah, I'm in very good health. Once I tell people that, they like flip a switch in their head. This guy's dying.
Now, I know you'll outlive all of us, nigga. I know better.
Yeah, God loves crazy people. I'll be 200 years old when this is over.
200. Speaking of crazy people, so your whole family's Trump too, huh, Joey?
No, all the people who would have voted for Trump have passed away of old age, God rest their souls.
Oh.
Everybody in my family tends to be pretty progressive. I have a hard time talking about this at all because there's a great deal of time wasted in talking to people who are brainwashed.
Yeah.
And I just don't have it in me anymore. I've reverted back to something you don't hear in this country very much, which is, I don't agree with you, but I support your right to say it.
Yeah.
No one says that anymore.
They've lost
sight of what it is to be American.
Yeah.
The people who are accusing you of being un-American are patently un-American in their tactics and in what they expect from other people.
Yeah, everybody got a right to believe what they want to believe and vote who they want to vote for. It's like just because somebody said they want to vote for Trump, don't make them your enemy.
Well. No, it doesn't. And I found that if I ask people, and there's something about me, like racists think I'm with them. I think it's the accent.
Oh, yeah.
And
So
sometimes I get to ask questions that they wouldn't honestly answer.
You have the accent that it sounds like you'll chase some kids out of your neighborhood, some black kids out of your neighborhood. You got a real Bronx tail, Tampa.
Yeah, and at some point it's become my own. I don't even sound like the people who come from where I come from 100% either. I sound weird there too.
That's fucking hilarious.
White people tell me that they want to keep more of their money. That's why they voted for Trump. Other than that, it tends to be people who have issues with race that either they're unaware of or dishonest about.
Right.
Really
yeah.
Issues with race that they're unaware of, though. Like, they know. People know.
Well, latent racism is just like
latent homosexuality. Something
gotta be shown. Wait,
what? People don't know because they're brainwashed, you know?
Allow me to make this point. Latent racism is just like latent homosexuality. It's the truth about you, but you actively work at not being self-realized. Not understanding yourself, not being self-aware.
Sure, but there is an element of self-awareness that comes with the effort to not be self-aware. Like the, you know, like the gay congressmen or whatever who are passing homophobic laws or anti-trans laws or whatever are making that effort in response to hating being gay. I know. The audio. You guys, I'm so sorry.
Just hold up signs that what you want to say. Hold up.
You know. I can sign it. Can I just do it in like index cards like they used to do on Instagram?
Yes.
Like people who have cancer. Oh my God.
Well, what do you think about what she said though? Did you get any of that, Joey?
I did, yeah. I find that most people passing legislation are doing so at the behest of either populist ideas or their corporate masters.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to tell me about their self-awareness, they're not really working for themselves.
But why are those
people are scared to be self-aware? So becoming self-aware is work.
That's right. It's not only work, it's uncomfortable.
They don't want to do the work.
Yeah, right. Nobody want to do the work. Just like when you're in math class, your teachers say, don't show me the answer, show me how you got there.
Right.
Well, I think that people who are self-aware and are doing that work are doing it because they want to improve. And a great deal of racism is fighting change, clinging to a perceived idea of a time where things were better and you had control that never really existed.
Yeah, make America great again.
Precisely right.
Yeah. So what do you think? Go ahead.
No, I was saying people are afraid to change if their family won't change, you know? So if your parents believe a certain thing, people just are like, they're afraid to contradict that.
But you see a lot of people just standing up to, a lot of times you see what your parents believe and you go like this, God damn it, I gotta not let people know that.
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt. I had one parent that's racist, that was racist. I don't know if people
talk two. About
it. Okay, but you know, you can't trust crackers. They weren't wrong. I had one parent who was racist and one parent who was enlightened, right? And what happened was I went out in the street and I lived a life and I met people. And it was my experiences that won out. And you'll find that a great deal of racists have never lived in a city, have never known anybody black, haven't known a Jew. I don't know cultures, I know people. And those people introduced me to their cultures.
Yes. Exactly. I think whenever somebody say, what can I do to make a difference or make a change? I say the easiest thing to do is invite somebody who don't look like you to dinner at your house. Let them sit at your table and let your kids see you interact with other humans that don't look like you. So it's not so weird when they come across these people in actual life.
Right.
It's not an outsider. It's all just human beings. So everybody can invite somebody to their dinner table where you eat, not out to dinner, at your table, in your house.
Leave
not during this COVID shit.
Not with the COVID, but after the COVID.
I'm being a dick. You're right.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sorry, Carmen. After you.
No, I was saying leave your small town because everybody probably thinks the same way. You know, like move into a big city. Move somewhere where there's a lot of diversity and raise your children there.
Yeah, we all right now in our small little shells of our community, and you want to see how racist your life is, look at how fucking separated your shell is.
Well, now I think that we've compounded that problem by COVID-19, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
People fleeing the cities now will rival or exceed the white flight of the 1960s.
I hope so.
Apartments are going to be much more reasonable very soon.
I just got a place on Fifth Avenue.
Yo, we can move to Soho in 3 weeks. But I think what I'm saying here is that all these people who might have gotten the on-the-ground experience of living with people and realizing they're just people, right? are now not going to pass that on to the next generation because of health concerns. And an insular life, whether you're Muslim or whether you're white or whether you're black, is the enemy of, you know, of getting to know other cultures and understanding they're just people.
But what could also happen, the people who moved back could have been here for a while, could have been here for 4, 6, 8 years, and take that knowledge back to where they came from. Like, we've been wrong about this.
That's an interesting point I hadn't considered. And I think that it bears saying, right? Millennials and people younger, I find them fucking annoying. But they are so on the right. I'm sorry. I always tell the truth. It's been a big problem.
Oh, you come to the right place, Joey.
Except for Karen. She's nice.
Pardon?
I said except for Karen.
I mean, to be fair, except for Karen. It could include Karen.
Especially Karen.
Karen's audio.
Well, I'm about to compliment your generation, which is so much more so than my generation or the people older than me. You guys are on the right side of history.
We try.
With 80% of what's going on, but the other 20% is the left eating itself. Where you're so fucking open-minded that you're swallowing up things that aren't even mildly offensive. Or not to me, I should say.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's some things, you know, but some things are more important than some of these superficial fucking changes. Who cares about that?
Absolutely.
We need some real systematic change, and we need that shit now.
I agree. And the cost of change and growth is always being pushed out of your comfort zone or pain.
Yeah. So it's going to be uncomfortable for everybody, though, for all of us.
But right, that's a human truth.
Yeah.
That's a human truth.
It's worth that little bit of uncomfort for a fucking life, a fucking generations of lives that don't have to deal with the shit we have to deal with.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I feel like as an American, I have been offered a product that doesn't exist. I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, touche, ditto. I mean, they try to act like the system's broke. The system ain't broke. The system is built against black people. It is working perfectly.
Let me tell you the root cause of all problems, in my estimation. It is private money and public elections.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed. I've said we need to get all money, all private money out of elections, man. It's like, it's the grossest shit. Everybody should have the same amount to fucking run. If you get a certain amount of votes, you get the same amount to run. It's like, we got to figure that out and try to, because I don't think we ever will, because there's always going to be that fucking...
And the Electoral College has to go.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. There was actually a Supreme Court ruling on that recently.
Yeah, what those white people come up with.
Well, 8 white people.
And a Puerto Rican
black gentleman. the ruling basically stated that you couldn't go against the popular vote, which would have changed the last election.
Right.
Yeah, it would have changed many elections.
That's correct. George W. Bush doesn't get in the second time, if I'm not mistaken, and I may be.
It might have been, I think Kennedy was affected by that too. Like, it pushed a Democrat over the top before as well.
There is a computer algorithm that was made by a guy who's been right in 25 of the last 27 elections.
Nerd.
Nerd is right.
Fucking politic geek. What do you think?
He just predicted a 90% chance that Trump wins again, which before the second election of Bush, I would have said, that's fucking nuts. That won't happen.
Right.
But there was only one instance two instances in which it was wrong, and one of them was Kennedy. And I think the second was the re-election of George W. Bush.
Oh, I thought you were going to say R. Kelly's indictment.
No, that shit seems to be on the level.
It is possible that he has it wrong. I knew before that Trump was going to win that first one. Is that
Mike never thought he was going to win.
Is that my Mike doing
it? I didn't either, but I think that is...
And now I'm like, he's going to win again.
I feel like he may win again, and I'll tell you why I didn't think he would win in the first place, and this is something that I don't know if white people talk about. I thought things were better than they were. I did not think that racism was as bad person to person. I always knew that the police and black people, that was real and that was a problem, because I grew up in the streets in Brooklyn, I saw it firsthand. But there is an element of they're not fucking with me.
Yeah.
And I that's just the fucking truth. I don't know who else wants to say it, but I will. They weren't fucking with me, so it wasn't a problem for me.
Right.
And now, as time has gone on, if you Google my name, you will see it has become a problem for me.
Well, what happened?
I've had scrapes with the law. But I don't regret them, and I don't apologize for them. But let's get back to my point, which was more important. White people didn't have a problem, therefore it wasn't a problem. And as time has gone on and younger people have been more open-minded and had a better relation with different races, they had the empathy I didn't.
Yeah. Well, but some white people looked at police violence like they looked at sickle cell anemia.
I'm not afraid of that is true. And it's people who are afraid of black people. I'm not afraid of black people.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
No, they're people. That's the point of living a life. Yeah. You get the experience to overcome the dumb shit they tell you.
But see, you have the benefit of being around other ethnicities.
I was going to say, that makes a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. But, you know, I'm not going to apologize for the sum of who I am. And I think that also, in a way, I tend to be more honest than people in my position.
Yeah.
Like, you won't get another motherfucker who tell you it wasn't a problem because they weren't fucking with me.
Right. Nobody comes to me. Yeah, they won't say that.
That's wasn't, right.
Yeah. But that's like a natural thing for people to think. And, you know, there's a natural way to think. And you got to actually say to yourself, oh, no, I got to look out for these motherfuckers. You got to make a decision like we all in this together.
You gotta absolutely.
Yeah, you got to make a conscious decision for that. Yeah.
If you lead a three-dimensional adult life in a city, you cannot come away with a conclusion other than we are all connected and we are all important.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the underlying messages of COVID that's lost on the public.
But how do you get the rest of America to think that way?
Well, I think that it's happening, and I'll tell you why and how it's happening. There are uncomfortable conversations happening in homes all across America.
Yeah.
I will tell you, my one racist parent, towards the end of their life, became much more open, much more accepting, and much more spiritual.
Yeah.
And that has to do with living life, right? Yeah. That has to do with you're given an operating system from the people around you, right? But then everything else you come in contact with is a virus that can affect that.
Right.
And you can spend your whole life fighting off the viruses, or you can understand them. And back to my earlier point, I'm sorry. It's happening in white homes now because it's on the television. I'll tell you right now, all white people are going, it's being rammed down my throat. Why do I have to see black people all the time? And the younger people in the house are saying, because the police are fucking killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's Fox News, so they don't have to see anything they don't want to see. So then you have people with Fox News, people with CNN, and then America stays like this.
Well, that's true, right? And Fox News is a snake charmer. That's what it is. It's a siren song that's not true, that hypnotizes you from real life.
But you know what? Let's not pretend that the news in general, like Fox News has an egregiousness that people on the left really dislike, and understandably so, but the news is all like Fox News. Like, the liberal news is like that too. They exist to sell
ads. They're all liars.
They're not in the business of bringing you the truth. They're in the business of having you watch the news. They're all like that. You just don't like Fox News because you want to go with them, and I totally get that. But
I don't like CNN either. I think they're all liars.
There's no truth news.
But the thing is, it's like a lot of it is fucking skewed and fucking, it comes from opinions. It's a lot of opinions. It's not news, it's opinions. And then a lot of it is just, you know, you don't know what the fuck. That's why you got to really, if you want to get good news, that's my mic.
If you want to get good news, what? Continue.
If you want to get good news, I know what's going on.
Oh my God.
It was Gerard this whole time.
If you want to get good news, you need to look for it like you want good music. You really got to dig for it. You got to dig. It's out there. It is. People are like this. Today's music sucks. No, it don't. It's great music out today. But you got to dig for it. Just like it's great news out today. But you got to fucking give a fuck and you got to dig for it.
That's true. And I agree with your earlier point, both Carmen and Karen, but that the news is a product and they're selling it. And the answer to where is the good news? It doesn't exist because that's not what we buy.
No. And the answer to where the good journalists are, there's almost none.
I don't believe that. I do not believe that. Hold on a second.
Who are they?
I'll tell you why. Because it's like
Daily News.
Whoa. Here's your answer. It's like comedy. They're not buying the people who are telling the truth right now. Yeah. They're buying people who can be controlled and co-opted and will give them the product they want.
Yeah.
It's the reason Rick Shapiro isn't a tattoo on fucking 16-year-olds.
What?
Wait, Rick Shapiro?
Yes. I'm only using him. Let's use, what's his name? Jesus. Oh, God.
Let's check your heart, Joey. Slow it down. Let's breathe.
Your heart.
Now the brain's going. It's all, this bag of shit's coming
your
apart.
Brain, Joey.
My point in mentioning Rick Shapiro is, if you're fearless and you tell the truth all the time, they can't sell that. They need somebody who can be controlled, right? And what happens is what happens with material.
But Joey, why can't they sell that? Why? It's demand and supply, because there's no demand for that. If people wanted that, they would get it. But that's not what we want.
Can they not sell it, or do they feel like they can't?
That's not necessarily true. I disagree with that. And I'll tell you why.
They try, Joey, to have these like positive stories on the news. Yes. Like, let's not talk about what's fucked up. Let's talk about good stuff. And nobody watches it.
That's true. Yeah. It's in our DNA, Karen. It's the reason we slow down at car crashes.
Right.
Yeah. It's part of who we are as a species. And I think that...
But it's not exclusive from knowing the truth, right? So we can love the car crash and get the right facts about the car crash.
That's your mic.
Okay, but let's say that car...
Let's say that
car crash was going to determine who controls the budget for the federal government for the next 8 years. Well, suddenly you might start hearing different things about that car crash.
Yeah.
People have a financial... vested interest in brainwashing the public on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
But the public has a choice. And, you know, I've heard this kind of argument before.
The Republican went over.
I've heard this argument about, like, social media. I've heard this argument that, like, oh, we have no choice but to mindlessly scroll through Instagram because the brightest minds in the world are trying to capture our attention and we don't have free will. Like, I don't buy it. I think that we have a choice. If we actually gave a shit, I include myself, we could actually audit the information that we get through the television and figure out what's right and what's wrong for ourselves. We don't really care. And you're right, maybe we're incentivized to do it, but we also don't give two shits.
I always recommend a documentary that I watch, Slay the Dragon on Netflix. It's a great documentary, and it showed how this one girl from Michigan fucking stopped gerrymandering in her fucking, in her state. It's like they got together, and it's a great, great documentary. Slay the Dragon, recommend it. Slay the dragon.
You know what I also hate is 24-hour news, because I feel like now that there's news all the time, it's all
monster.
Like,
you gotta feed that monster. Right? You gotta feed that monster every fucking minute, every hour. It never stops.
Well, the irony is, like, there is 24 hours worth of news. Like, we live in this big world, and there's like.
But televisable news, 24 hours? No, it ain't.
Or watchable news.
To give us 24 hours worth of news. But they never do. It's like an hour's worth of news 24 times.
Oh, yeah. Loop on loop. Is everything... everything?
I'd like to make a point about what Karen said earlier.
Okay.
You're right. It's not a product that sells in this country. In fact, there was a website called The Good News that was going to be this huge thing that people want good news. And it went out of business. Nobody looked. I also...
good juice. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mr. Cannon. You mind if I finish my
book? Nick Cannon really stepped in it, didn't he? Oy vey.
Yo, you see that... All right, I'm willing to abandon my point for this. You see that picture of Nick Cannon they're using today?
Oh, yes. What do you look like? My auntie?
Yes, with his eyes are all fucked up. I don't know what he's getting. He looks like perhaps... I have a very informed view on this subject. He may be indulging in substances.
Wait, show me the photo. Do you have it? Can anyone pull it up?
Can we pull it up, Karen? Do you see it?
Wait, with the turban on his head?
Yes.
It's like the syrup bottle's new option for Aunt Jemima. There we go. Yeah, he's not. But Nick, you know, he's trying. But he had Professor Griff on the show, which I would love to have on Race Wars. But you got to know, Professor Griff has a history of saying anti-Semitic stuff from the 90s.
That's correct. He was removed in 1989 from Public Enemy for saying there was a reason Jew was the first path of jewelry.
Yeah.
And then
he
doubled down on a lot of other shit after that.
Yeah.
What? When you are removed from Public Enemy for anti-Semitism, for saying evocative things.
Yeah.
Also,
I think, Chuck D had to distance himself from him.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's a business decision. Who do you think fucking made records in 1989?
Yeah.
And
what about the Beastie Boys? I mean, come on.
What about them?
They're Jewish.
Yes.
Yeah, so we love them, don't we?
I don't. Yeah, but hold on. That's kind of like, I can't be racist. I got a black girlfriend.
Yeah. That's why I tell people all the time, I can't be racist because I got a black girlfriend. And they said, that's not how it works. I'm like, I don't know what things work.
Also, if everything that just happened in America didn't get Chuck D and Flavor Flav back together, nothing will. I feel like this was their moment.
No, they perform. Chuck and the Flavor still perform, but I don't think, I think Chuck don't have beef with Griff. I think Griff, they had distance for a minute, but I think they came back together and did tours together still.
Yes, that's right. The shit died down. They went back to work. But
right.
Flavor Flav was kicked out of Public Enemy over a Bernie Sanders rally about 2 or 3 weeks before COVID. That's why you don't know.
Oh, wait, what happened?
Chuck D and I think Griff and the S1W were supporting Bernie, and they were doing a political rally, and, you know, Flavor balked. And they just weren't having it. And from what I understand, they were estranged as friends for a long time and just got together to earn money. And
well, because Flavor didn't want to support Bernie?
Flavor's fucking nuts. I don't know if you know that, but he has...
I know, but calling Flavor out for, like, not supporting Bernie is like calling, you know, playing basketball with a slow can and calling for a double dribble.
From what I understand from having read, his position was they shouldn't be supporting any candidate.
All right, I feel that. Why would they get mad at him over that?
I think that the answer is Chuck D is and always has been a very socially conscious artist who has put social change for the benefit of black and oppressed people at the forefront of his work.
Right.
Now you have somebody in the public spotlight who is espousing all these things, who's part of the establishment, but really not, right? He's swimming against the tide of all the things that would... contribute to systematic racism. So
right.
I understand why Chuck D said, this is the guy to bet on. And I understand why Flavor said, why the fuck would I bet on any of these motherfuckers? Where were they when we were starting?
Yeah, I don't understand why he would distance himself from each other for that. Because it seems everybody should have their own opinions.
Homie, you've been on tour with people, right, for 2-3 months. And at the end, you're like, I just can't work with that motherfucker again.
Yeah, but there
it's 30 years of that.
This is the Nick Cannon. It's a Nick Cannon picture right here, the Wildin' Out from Wildin' Out, but he got the turban on.
Is this what you mean? Because he looks like completely cracked out, not good.
This is not the picture I was thinking of.
I love Nick. Nick Cannon's a good dude, man. I like him a lot. Would love to have him on the show to talk about this, but I mean, he's got a lot of backlash over that. He already lost a contract with CBS.
Yeah, and I think he lost. Viacom fired him.
Viacom,
as well.
CBS, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Viacom owns MTV.
Yeah,
and I'm wondering, does this mean the end of Wilding Out?
Yeah.
They haven't really been clear on that.
Yeah, Wilding Out is going to be done because it's Nick Cannon's Wilding Out.
Just kidding. What?
I didn't catch it. Sorry.
What did he say?
Nick, can we talk about gossip that I know about?
Yeah.
You don't know about Nick Cannon and all that stuff?
I mean, I saw that, but I don't know Flavor Flav and all that shit.
You sound like your parents.
What's
and
that?
They probably like this. You don't know Flavor. How you don't know Flavor of Love? You don't know Flavor of Love, the TV show?
Flavor, I know his show, but I don't know what he did with Mikey Beard.
You bitch. You should know who a Public Enemy is, goddammit.
I know who they are, but I don't know what they're a friendship, you know?
They have great songs. If you watch a Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing, you know, they got the Lee song in that.
Well, I think that what you need to know about them is they said shit other people wouldn't long before other people.
Like, yeah, I'm scared to say.
You know, it was them and X-Clan.
Fight the Power is one of their big songs. Fight the Power.
Yes. Correct, yeah.
They have some of the most socially conscious hip-hop of that decade, easily. It's like, who was more socially conscious than Public Enemy? Maybe fucking X-Clan?
X-Clan, that's right. Brother Jay, yeah. To the east, my brother to the east. Great. I'm sorry, that's and even more. I'm sorry, ladies. That's more left field.
What's happening with Chrissy Teigen? Why did she delete all those tweets?
What happened with Teigen?
So Chrissy Teigen was like cleaning up her Twitter or whatever. Because, you know, people come after everybody. I don't think that's wrong. And she tweets constantly. Like, she has like hundreds of thousands of tweets. So she deleted like a few tens of thousands of tweets of hers so she wouldn't have to deal with it. And then Chrissy Mayer, our Chrissy Mayer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tweeted at her and was like, or tagged on the tweet or whatever, and was like, why is Chrissy deleting 28,000 tweets? Why is Chrissy Teigen's name on Jeffrey Epstein's flight log? What's going on? Conspiracy or coincidence? And Chrissy tweeted at her, like tweeted her publicly. Now it's like in the news. And it's like, I'm so fucking sick of you idiots. I didn't delete 28,000 tweets. I deleted 60,000 tweets because I can't fucking stand you guys looking through my shit, seeing that you're some kind of operative on uncovering some tweet I made about toddlers and tiaras 7 years ago. And so now it's like a beef between Chrissy and Chrissy, and it's in the news. I'm like actually a little shook about it.
Yo, Chrissy, I'll tell Mayer you straight up.
Chrissy Mayer.
Chrissy Teigen and Chrissy Mayer. Yes.
Who's been on the show, Chrissy Mayer?
Chrissy Mayer. Our Chrissy Mayer. Yes.
That's hilarious.
I don't know Chrissy Mayer, but I have a fucking problem with comedians calling everybody out for saying dumb
Me
shit.
Too.
I have a real fucking problem with Me that. Too. I think that people who do that, who are looking to make people pay for saying evocative things, don't understand what they're involved in. Don't understand the First Amendment. And, you know, I'm fucking over comedy and comedians. I really am.
When did it
And part of it is I'm an old white man. And the problem with me is when I got involved in this, I went into the Boston Comedy Club where people were smoking and saying fucked up things that were emotionally evocative purposely.
Yeah. Hey, I only said it because I ain't seen you standing there.
Yeah. And, you know, it was an art form to make people feel something, right? Yeah. And then show them a greater truth.
Yeah.
But now with all these trigger words and everybody has a platform to try and take somebody down a peg, I'm just over this dumb bullshit.
Yeah, you know
Who has time to monitor how many tweets you delete? Like,
it's business.
That thing? Like, what the fuck? Stop monitoring.
Yeah, how does that even show up on you? Like, how do they know? Like, if I delete a tweet, people see that I've deleted it, so they see 80,000 deletes?
Well, they
think there must be an app.
That just sounds like too much.
Let's face something. I never heard Chrissy Mayer's name before this.
Cool.
Well, that doesn't mean she's not accomplished. It doesn't mean she's not good. It just means I was unaware of her. Okay? But now I am. And why? Because she took somebody who had fame to task over something. So it's part of the business now.
Yeah. It's weird, but it is. My only worry, what is John Legend going to do this week? I know he's worried.
You know,
nobody John Legend joke.
I'm sorry, I'm off in my head. I'm pissed off.
what you guys getting pissed off, Joe? What's grinding your gears, Joey?
Well, I feel like we've created a culture where we expect nothing from our elected leaders and everything from people who entertain us. We've created a situation where people who are in an experimental art form can't experiment for fear of losing their livelihood.
Yeah. And that's
scary. What kind of bullshit is this? I got into it to say fucked up things.
We took it even worse, right? Where now we made our entertainers our elected officials. I mean, Kanye is running for president. We just totally took
Reagan was president.
Reagan was president.
That's a matter of opinion.
Reagan was president. He was entertainment to the max. He was a Hollywood star.
Yeah, if you
some would argue that reality TV is not the same as a Hollywood star, and that there's like a, it introduces a low brow element into politics that, by the way, already exists in politics. But the whole point is that because politics is dirty, you're not supposed to be openly dirty. That's too much.
Are you underestimating Kanye's role, bit role, in state property? He's a Hollywood star.
I'm not talking about Kanye.
I'm sorry I missed the John Legend shit, but you're tickling me with a Beanie Siegel vehicle, huh?
Thank you. Good for you. Thank you, JoJo. You get it.
I do.
So are we doomed if Trump gets in? Are we all doomed? What's going on? Are you going to pick all the news Supreme Court people?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's, God, she's got an infection. She's going to.
Yeah. So her days are limited, huh?
Yeah. Her days are limited. It's just the way the world is working right now. She's one of the hinges on sanity in this country. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, don't like she's going to be around for long. So you think Biden? I think Biden has a chance to win this. I think he has a better chance to win than Hillary had. Much better.
I agree. I think that people aren't honest about the fact that they are afraid of a woman president more so than a black president.
Yeah.
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, because you know what? Even black men are afraid of a woman president. High five.
Well, you're just afraid of women.
Well, you know, there in misogyny, you find the same brotherhood you find in racism, right? Yeah. We're better than them. We're a little smarter than them.
Yeah, I'm
You know, if you want to apply it to Nick Cannon, if you are a little lighter, then you're a savage and you're a little less. You know, it's so bothersome to me who the people doing dumb shit are.
Yeah.
And the reactions. Like, Nick Cannon said some dumb shit. He's out of a job. He's lost everything. I don't think that people who say some dumb shit should lose everything.
Unless he didn't lose everything. He's still a millionaire. He's still Mariah's ex. Mariah's worth about $500 million. They share two kids. He ain't broke, but it's fucked up that he's losing his job, his life. Like, he can't work because of it.
Right. Look. If you take a man and take away his job, his purpose, it doesn't matter if he has money. That will erode his soul.
But what about Sterling from the Clippers? They took away his goddamn team.
But he was 80. But trust me, by the time you're 80, if you're an old white man, very little is getting in.
Yeah.
He may not have known.
You know who came real close to getting snipped as a white man? What's my boy name from the Saints, quarterback?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees had to sit him down like, we got to talk to you personally because you're going to blow the playoffs for us, nigga.
I don't know shit about football. I don't give a fuck about sports. It's another way I'm atypical. But I think that it's important to point out that we will forgive a motherfucker who will throw touchdowns.
But he had to also repent and come to the bright side because he sat down with players and they explained to him exactly. They had to break it down for him because even after he apologized, he was still saying that shit.
Well, how about Deshaun Jackson?
Who?
Deshaun Jackson?
What did he do?
He is the football player made all these anti-Semitic remarks. I only know about it because I enjoy to listen to talk radio, and sometimes I listen to sports.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people got mad at him, but his Jewish agent didn't leave. Nobody?
Well, no, there's a financial incentive. I'm sure that there is somebody who works for him who is Jewish who goes home and says, "This is no good, motherfucker," and then picks up the phone and goes, "Hey,
keep posing. You taking pictures, Karen? Stop posing.
Who's posing? Ah! Who's like that? Oh my God, haters are gonna hate so hard.
Deshaun Jackson, is he still in the league?
Yeah, and he issued this fucking complete non-apology, which I found really interesting. And I also want to go back one step to Drew Brees. a lot of that shit that went on is a performance, right? Because nobody's looking for the truth and nobody's looking for justice in major corporations making tons of money. They are looking for the status quo. They don't want their shit fucked with.
Yeah.
So Drew Brees' coming to Jesus moment was as produced as the fucking halftime at the Super Bowl.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, because he was still sticking to it until like some close players to him who are black had to go and they had a weekend of fucking information because they broke it down for him because he was still saying it's disrespect to the flag to kneel. It's like, motherfucker, you still that wrong?
Well, look, that's part of the play here, right? No matter what you come up with, I come up with the reason it's not right.
It's because of the flag we can kneel. It's because of the flag.
Yes. You know what I take exception to? The fact that the police have changed the flag and put a blue line through it. Every time I see a police officer wearing a flag that is not red, white, and blue, I think to myself, where do these motherfuckers get off bitching about somebody kneeling during the fucking anthem?
Yeah.
How dare you change the American flag?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are that you're so integral, you're such an important part of America that you got the right to change what nobody else should protest?
Right. It's some ass backwards shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna shut up. I haven't let the ladies speak. I feel like a dick.
Well, you know, I don't know what's happened for the last 10 minutes.
I know. We should have had our own conversation, Karen.
The flag is important and kneeling is your right.
Okay, so what do you think is America's bottom?
America's you want to talk about Siesta Keys, motherfucker?
What do you think is the bottom? What is, like, getting drunk, falling on your face, and going to AA for America? Like,
you know what, though? I think we haven't even gotten to bottom because people are still getting their big, fat unemployment checks. And when that runs
some people,
out, and the
some
economy is still not stimulated, and there's still no jobs, and Ivanka Trump is like, do a better job at another job, or whatever her new campaign is.
Something new.
Make some beans at home. Or like,
I'm going to vote for a new president.
Then we're gonna start seeing real shit. Like all of this other stuff is like thousands of people.
I know.
People lost their jobs. We haven't even seen it. Wait till like September.
The effects of it. Wait till all these strikes come because all these frontline workers, like nurses, don't get paid what they should get paid, and they're not gonna automatically give it to them after we go back to normal. So they're gonna have to strike. Everybody from sanitation to nursing to everybody who had to work had to work. Amazon workers. It's gonna be strikes or they're gonna get rewarded. And usually, the history shows us corporate America don't just give up money.
No.
Even when motherfuckers deserve it.
France just gave their health workers a $9 billion raise.
But wait a minute. That will happen in America when they figure out how to steal $9 billion for themselves at the same time.
Yep.
And, I think that one of the answers to your question earlier is we're divorced from our actions and our consequences. Our entire life we've been told, you know, there's just a fucking shell game going on at all times. Like, every time there's a school shooting, there's a lot of people who get involved in saying, well, people don't want to kill people, guns kill people. That is the stupidest fucking bullshit ever. Yeah. It's just not true, right? But that's the argument. And that is what America is. So the answer to what is our bottom, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's out of work. 200,000 people are going to be dead by November. People have been shooting children in our schools. And I wonder how the fuck we have the balls to talk of ourselves as a country with Christian values.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy.
It is, and I don't usually talk like this. I keep a lid on all this shit because it's
exhausting. I bring it out of you, Joey. I know how to get under there. I know how to get it out of you, goddammit.
Well, our president held a Bible for the first time and doesn't even know what's in it.
So I would bet that burned his hand.
Yeah.
He's a mess, but you know, he got the votes. So hopefully, we'll see. We'll see how this plays out this fall, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting how corona affects where you can vote, how you can vote, and it's going to be, all that shit is going to be real interesting. This mic stinks.
Thanks.
I am so focused on the fact I have sweated through this shirt. It's driving me nuts.
I'm just trying not to move so my pillows don't pop up in the middle of the universe.
Joey,
that's too late. It's happened.
Worried about your organs.
Okay, well, let's do some. What do we want to promote? Some stuff, Carmen. You got a new album or something coming out, right?
I have a new album that just came out. It's called Vertically Obese, and it's available everywhere. and a podcast called The Human Centipod that I do with my boyfriend. And everything's on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, Apple, all that stuff. And
yeah, couples that podcast together stay together, huh?
Yeah, I hope. At Carmen Comedian is social media for everything. At Carmen Comedian.
So congratulations on a new album, too, by the way. Can't wait to listen to it.
Thank you.
Yes. JoJo?
I can be found on social media at Super, S-U-P-E-R, Joey Gay. And you can listen to my podcast on Spotify, Apple, iTunes. It's called Excuse Me Crazy. And I think that's it, man.
Yeah, when have I not been on that show yet? God damn it.
I would love to have you. Absolutely.
Joey.
Please be my guest.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man. I'm really happy that you got the time to come on. It's a fucking fun show. White Daughter?
It's Karen. It's not Karen. You guys know that, right? Like, you guys know I would never.
You got to say it now that it's the Israeli Karen and not Karen, because Karen is the N-word for white bitches.
It means horrific cunt. It's Karen, KerenMargolis on all the soch. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube. You can see my pink little face and everybody's faces, which are great. The audio could figure it out. And my show, Nerdgasm, on Compound Media, coming up again soon. So tweet me, MM, and wait for it.
Yes, catch all those episodes of Race Wars, patreon.com/racewars. And make sure you also catch Small Ball. That's right, my sports comedy podcast with Embassy Rowe. I got some good episodes coming up with Dean Edwards and Big J's one episode, and got Michael Davies, who created Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and the show Men in Blazers, which is a huge podcast that makes $9 million a fucking year. I can't wait to be there.
Cool.
It's a Small Ball. It's available on Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, guys, great Race Wars, huh?
How do you guys feel now?
If only the world could get along like we get along, it'd be
a
better place, huh?
So much better.
Comedians, man. We make the world go round.
Meditate.
I love my
I want to make one quick point for all of you, because we talked about meditation very early on in this.
Okay.
I have a hard time quieting my conscious mind as well. I find it very difficult to meditate. But I found something on YouTube called subliminal relaxation, which is just music, and then somebody is speaking, but I don't hear it, so I can't shit on it. My conscious mind, just like, if I start listening to a guided meditation, I start breaking on the guy doing it. Like, there's something wrong with me. And I found that the subliminal relaxation, very, very helpful in giving me both peace of mind and physical rest. And I wanted to pass that along, because as comedians, the band never stops.
Yep.
And this is helpful for me.
Yep.
You have to take care of your organs. You have to, or they will take care of you.
Shut up, Kara.
That's a deep way to end it.
That was deep. Thanks for doing the show, guys. Love you all.
Thank you.
Race Wars, baby! Bye.
Bye.